The president revamps his economic team today.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. Get ready for Obamanomics 2.0. The White House is expected to announce that Jean Sperling will take over for Larry Summers as the head of the National Economic Council. The president will also make a number of other high-level appointments today as his economic strategy goes into phase two. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports now from Washington.
Obamanomics, Clintonomics. See any similarities? Jean Sperling already ran the Economic Council under the previous Democratic president and is coming back for round two. Former Clinton Commerce Secretary William Daley is the brand new chief of staff at the White House. But before returning to Washington, both men took stints on Wall Street, and the financial sector could use some wooing from the administration, thinks Norm Ornstein at the American Enterprise Institute.
Financial institutions owe their very existence in many ways to what Obama has done. But they've been turned off by the rhetoric and by a couple of the policy proposals.
Like the Clinton White House, the Obama administration took a beating in the midterms, and now it hopes to replicate the Democratic White House political recovery from the mid-90s, with similar advisors and perhaps a similar brightening economy. Many economists think the employment situation has bottomed out and is turning up. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
To Las Vegas now, where the high-tech world is gathered for the Consumer Electronics Show. So far, it's been all about tablet computers. Today, techies are expecting some new devices that will use Verizon's 4G network, the fastest data network in the country. Marketplace's Silicon Valley Bureau Chief Steve Henn is at the Consumer Electronics Show, or CES, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us what's going on there at CES this year, Steve. What are you seeing?
Well, you know, there are lots of gadgets, which we can talk about in a second, but I'm also seeing that there's a bit of cautious optimism here about the consumer economy. There are more exhibitors this year. They're using a lot more floor space than they did last year. The booths are taller. You know, I talked to Paul Lynch, who's at Expo Networks, and he's cautiously optimistic, and there are lots of guys like this.
Well, one of the things was the economy was a little better, and we have newer products. And this particular product is actually making money. So we wanted to show it to more people, and this is a great place to show it to a lot of people fast.
So Expo Networks makes voice over IP phones that they sell to small businesses. They saw business pick up about 8 months ago and then decided to spend the money to come to the show.
All right, well, tell us about the gadgets, Steve. That's what everybody wants to hear about. What are you seeing this year?
Everyone's talked about the tablets and the 3D television sets, and honestly, I haven't been blown away. The stuff I really have liked have been sort of the little things around the edges. There's a baby monitor here that taps directly into your iPhone, and it doesn't just measure the sound in the room. It takes pictures of your baby. It can sense the temperature, and then you can coo to your baby over your phone.
Just what we need.
Right. And, you know, for the older crowd, there are some bifocals that just have one lens, but the prescription changes with the tilt of your head. So if you look down, it's for reading glasses. You look up, it's distance vision. So that trend of, like, little gadgets that you don't really think of as computers but are somehow wired, it's cool.
Marketplace's Steve Henn in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show. Thanks so much.
Sure thing.
And let's do the numbers. Markets are mostly lower in Europe and Asia this morning. London stocks down about 0.5%. In Frankfurt, stocks are down about 0.1%. This morning, it'll be all about jobs. We'll get the most important economic indicator of the month at 8:30 Eastern time in just about a half an hour when the Labor Department releases the December employment report. Also this morning, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke will testify before the Senate Budget Committee. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 25 points to close at 11,697.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. By Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at microsoft.com/cloud.
The French are the champions of the world. That's according to a magazine headline in France this week. And unfortunately, they're the champions because France just came in first place in a ranking of the most pessimistic countries. Marketplace's European correspondent Stephen Beard joins me now from London, just across the English Channel from France. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
So tell us why the French are so depressed.
Crise de foi is no doubt how the French would explain it, that uniquely French digestive complaint brought on by too much wine and rich food. This was a survey by a French marketing group about economic outlook, and possibly the explanation for the French despondency is something to do with unemployment, 9 or 10%, but also deficit cutting. France is probably more attached to government spending than any other major country. That's going to be cut in the year ahead, and it seems to be making the French gloomy.
Well, we certainly like our budgets here in the U.S. Nice and big and over spending more than we have. What about us, Stephen? How are we doing over here?
Well, much better than the French. In fact, the U.S. is more or less in the middle as far as optimism and pessimism is concerned.
And Stephen, who are the optimists?
Vietnam. We've told you something about national mood. I mean, it's as much about where you're coming from as where you're going to. Vietnam was the most optimistic.
All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks so much.
Okay, Jeremy.
And finally, it's already snowing here in New York City. And after the city's snow removal debacle last week, the mayor, Mayor Bloomberg, is not taking any chances. Even though this storm is supposed to be considerably smaller than the one which dumped 20 inches on New York, there are 1,700 snow plows and 375 salt spreaders which are standing at the ready. And I think there are about 2.3 trillion out-of-work bedbugs who would love to clear some snow if need be. Wouldn't that be nice? In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Reward offered for information leading to the recovery of a certain piece of heavy-duty construction equipment.
Here's the loader right here, 624 John Deere loader. They stole that machine, and it was there Saturday. Came back Monday morning, it was gone.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, John Deere Bandits. Next time on Marketplace, that and the day's business news from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.